Debbie, while you're in here, I just want to get your... I got to read this story real quick. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation announces nominees for 2012 induction.
Bon Jovi.
Hold on. The nominations for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 were announced today. The nominees are... I will go in reverse order, okay? To make you maybe happy. War. Donna Summer.
Woo!
The Spinners. The Small Faces / The Faces. Rufus with Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yay!
Laura Nyro. Freddie King. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow.
Heart. Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
Eric B. and Rakim. Donovan. The Cure. And your letter B is... Bye, Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. Oh, Eric Neidhart had a Beastie Boys shirt on today.
Unbelievable. The 2012 nominees embodied the broad scope of what rock and roll means, said Joel Pressman, president and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. From vocal groups to hip-hop, from singer-songwriters to hard-rocking artists, the group represents the spirit of what we celebrate at Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, hey, if you're going to put a song in, you got to put the new Red Hot Chili Pepper song
in. I don't
in.
Have... No, I'm
it's
not playing.
It's in there.
I'm not playing that.
Why?
Because I... First of all, hold on. This thing... I'm going to talk more about it during the next break, because Bon Jovi, not... In the Hall of Fame? I'm not a big... If you're going to have The Cure...
Wait a minute. I thought he was... I went to the Hall of Fame.
Bon Jovi's guitar or something might be in there.
Oh.
But not the band.
Come on.
How about No Kiss?
Joan Jett?
No Rush? Dio? Maiden? Tom Petty, even.
Are
Come
you
on.
Kidding me? Joan
These are
Jett?
These people that are in there. We'll talk about it more if you got a comment on it. 845-1100. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Talk is next on AM 1230 WJOB. Yeah, little Motorhead. They're not nominated for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know how or why not. 845-1100. What's going on, playa?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great, Larry Thack.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just nursing a little bit of allergies and still staying unemployed, let me tell you.
Well, hey, that's sad on both ends.
Yeah. Thank God I got WJOB, huh?
Well, thank
not
God.
Not only am I getting older, I'm getting sicker.
Well, hey, man, when you get old and sick, WJOB will be there.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, you know, every year, Ian Venner and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all those fools put out the most ludicrous lists of nominees. I mean, do we got time to tick it off here and why they should be nominated and why they shouldn't be nominated?
Here we go. Let's go alphabetical. Beastie Boys.
Okay, I could see it. Why not? It was License to Ill, Fight for Your Right to Party. Culturally significant as far as, white urban rap goes, accepted by black urban rappers. Yeah, put them in. Why not? I think, and they can play instruments, too, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, Run DMC went in, I think, last year, year before, a couple years ago, I believe. And they are a cultural significance because you're right about bringing the hip-hop to white suburbia and also just, I mean, made the rap basically, huge. I mean,
and certainly smoothing and paving the way for us young urban white kids to listen to N.W.A. and not totally laugh.
And also get involved into some of the other rap stars like KRS-One, and obviously as I'm going to skip down to Eric B. and Rakim, who never really had a big radio hit, but once you started to get into the deeper cuts of rap music, and we're talking not hip-hop stuff that is around nowadays, we're talking like pure beatboxing and just using like that old, the samples, if you will, and with a great poetry, in essence, is what it was.
Yep.
It's almost like beatniks.
Yeah, I can agree. I was never a big fan. Not familiar with Eric B. and Rakim's work, but I think you hit the nail on the head right there. So good.
All right, The Cure. More black eyeliner has been spilt to the music of The Cure than any band in rock history, they say.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what, though? I mean, if you're looking at a genre, though, they kind of started a genre, didn't they?
I don't know about starting it, but they certainly...
popularized it?
Yeah, helped make it popular. Pardon my dog.
No, no problem. I mean, I know we're both, well, you're a year or two older than me, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it was, I don't know, I just, I appreciate them. I'm sure I have one or two of their discs, but, I don't know. Do they need to be in there? No, I don't think so.
Not when they're really rock. First of all, it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
if you
want to
change, they need to have the name change, and then it makes sense. Like, the Basketball Hall of Fame is the Basketball Hall of Fame that includes college basketball, NBA basketball, you know, some of the, even like not international, but the aspect of amateur basketball, like the Olympic type stuff. So that includes everything. So then there's like women's basketball included. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. This should be the Music Hall of Fame in Cleveland or something like that.
The American Popular Music Hall of Fame would be good.
There we go. All right, moving on. Donovan.
I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, culturally significant, the psychedelic era.
It's the season of the witch. Yeah, I mean, you look back at the old stuff, and you're a British folk star, and then he went in with some great songs, and definitely with him. All right, we talked about Eric B. and Rakim. Like I said, they're with some rap. Guns N' Roses. A little too soon, I think.
Maybe that's just us showing our age, but I certainly remember when the first album came out. My sister bought it. She was a big GNR fan. It took me a little while to appreciate it.
1987.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 were a great statement from Guns N' Roses. After that, it was pretty much downhill.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing what with some of the music that they got going. I just think, you know what, there's other rock and roll bands that did it better earlier.
Yeah.
They're not in there. So moving on to Heart.
Yeah, put them in. Why not?
One of the two powerful women with not only singing but guitar playing as well.
And one of the few female groups to actually go anywhere. I mean, this certainly isn't Fanny. This isn't the Runaways. You know, this is Heart. They were the first. They were the next logical step from the Shangri-Las and the Shags. And the female, the white female pop groups of the 60s. Possible step.
Quickly, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Freddie King.
I'm sure he's probably going in as a rock pioneer like a lot of the other old blues guys, and it is his time, so put him in.
Laura Nyru, Bronx-born singer-songwriter.
The only hit I know that she had that I could think of was Stone Soul Picnic, and that's it.
Yes.
Again, probably going under the songwriter category because I know she penned a lot for other people.
Sounds good. Larry, I got the lines lit up and only a few minutes left, so I'm going to get on with some other people, my friend.
I understand. Take care.
Thanks a lot, buddy. 845-1100. Let's go to this person. If you're on hold, we'll get right to you. Thanks, buddy. You're next. What's happening?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. I just don't get it. Rush over, our Run DMC. You know, I mean, Run DMC did one little thing with a rock band, and that rates them, for the rock and roll. I mean, when I think of Hall of Fame, I'm thinking of bands like The Who, Genesis, yes.
Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath.
Led Zeppelin, yeah. I mean, where they're prolific. You know, Rush has got, like, probably 20 albums. Tom Petty
has been rocking for a long time.
I know. And then you got people like Donna Summer. Wasn't that disco? Is that really rock and roll?
Well, and that's the issue where I said it needs to be the Music Hall of Fame. Then you're fine. But if you call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Bon Jovi.
Who are these people in? I've caught that metal show and the guys irate. And he's
Kiss.
Irate every
Kiss
week.
Isn't in there.
Sorry?
Kiss isn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right. Well, I don't really particularly care for them, but they belong in there for their prolific in their long-term commitment to rock. But Donna Summer,
I mean, you know me about singers too. Ronnie James Dio needs to be recognized as one of the best. I mean, he's easily one of the top five rock and roll singers of all time out there. I mean,
Rush have been going at it since like the early '70s, so and they still play. A couple times a year, you can see him in Chicago. Come on.
Absolutely.
What's Donna Summer's doing, washing someone's floor somewhere?
There you go.
I don't know.
Thanks, Mike. We'll keep this topic going. 845-1100. Hey, caller, you're on WJOB.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
Man, This Hall of Fame medal is totally been disrespected. I can think of, like, you know, like you brought up Dio. What about Glenn Danzig? What about Motorhead?
Iron Maiden.
Maiden.
Judas Slayer. Priest. Judas Priest, Iron Maiden. I mean, Judas Priest is that sound. That's. I don't want to say speed metal because just guitar. Glenn Tipton and you know, CeCe Dowling or they're just so great. And Judas. I mean, Rob Halford's voice. And on top of it, on a side, I mean, a cultural type of thing. You want to use cultural thing? Here's a guy. He came out. I mean, people were paying attention. They probably knew he was gay. But when he came out of the closet in the 90s, that was a huge deal.
That was a monstrous deal because no other, big rock singer had come out. I mean, you know, pretty much everybody that people thought was gay, they pretty much were, like Elton John. That wasn't, you know, a shock.
Or Freddie Mercury, you know, it's like, oh, he's gay, really?
Oh, wow, what a shock there.
Yeah, but
probably the most underrated vocalist, though, just the kind of talent he had at Freddie Mercury.
Oh, well, yeah, Freddie Mercury, I mean, Queen, that's why I always like playing Queen songs on here, just because it's... it's the rock opera type of stuff, man. But he can sing and he can do a lot of great stuff. So
that performance from Live Aid, probably from '85, was just amazing.
Yeah, that was right before that was soon before he died, right?
Yeah, I don't know, you know, how far along he was. I think he died in '90 or '91, something like that.
I think it was earlier than that even. There's some people that are missing out there. And like I said, if you make it the Music Hall of Fame, then that's fine where you have the different segments. It's just frustrating when you see some of these artists that, you know, I'm not a huge Kiss fan, but you still have to respect some of that music and what they meant culturally and what they...
Well, they revolutionized rock and merchandising. How about that?
Rock and roll merchandising, exactly. The t-shirts that they had before, now you got posters, you got everything you can think of. And, I mean, that was Gene Simmons and everything he did.
Oh, he loves the money, that's for sure. Uh-huh. He loves rock and roll, second to money, I have to say.
Exactly. I saw Jasmine was in here, Pat Renwick's daughter was here yesterday, waiting for Pat to get done producing, and she had a Kiss t-shirt on. And I was joking with her, I was like, hey, is that an official one? Because I don't want Gene Simmons coming over to the radio station and taking us over.
Oh, God, he would chew everybody, and they're like about 10 generations deep.
Yeah, he'd be like, this is now called WJO Gene Simmons? You got to talk about me? Nothing about me? So there we go. Hey, thanks a lot for your calls, my friend.
Hey, take care, Stu. Metal rules.
That's right. Metal rules. And you know what? All else drools.